I like that old school techno house music, whatever you want, because it's, you know, like I said, you can dance to it, right? The newer stuff, dubstep, EDM, that stuff's a little intense, right? I don't know, right? It's like, right? Sounds like robots or aliens fighting or something. I don't know how to dance to that, right? Sounds like a guy trying to start a motorcycle. You're like, bro, it's flooded. Give it a second. Yeah, let it sit. Try again. Isn't that the weirdest music? It's pretty intense. Like some of the, does everybody, so if, this is what it sounds like to me. It's like. Call 911 right now. It's crazy. Yeah. They put like the weirdest stuff in that music. Like the weirdest samples. Anything vaguely electronic they will put in there. I heard a dubstep song a couple weeks ago. It was like. Like, that was dial up. That was dial up. Why would you put that in there? Dial up was the worst. There's always, I feel like there's always a weird split when I talk about this because some of the older people are like, what the heck is dubstep? And then some of the younger people are like, what the heck is dial up? Huh? Dial up was when you had to call the internet on a house phone. Yeah. And a house phone was a phone that was attached to your house. Yeah. It was crazy. It's wild. I understand I'm living in sort of this weird generational thing where like when I grew up, like I remember when phones used to be on the wall and the TVs weren't. Right? And now the TVs are on the wall and the phones are in your pocket. Everything's crazy. I sound like an older person. I don't know. I love talking to older people about music too, because old people, they get real indignant about their music. They're always like, you know, our music was better. We had real songs about love and relationships, and they had good lyrics, and, you know, it was like poetry. And I'm like, really, Gramps? Here's every song from 1950. Bow chicka bow, ba ding a dang dong, a ram a lim a dip dap, ding dang dong dang, bing bang, dip da dip da dip. Some dude just, wah, wah. What the hell is that supposed to mean? But I'll tell you, I think the single greatest moment in music is that drop, right? That slow build and then wow, right? I think it's the single greatest moment in music. I put it head to head with anything. I really learned to love classical music, right? But the cymbal crash at the end of a Beethoven symphony, that's got drama, that's got pizzazz, but it's still got nothing on that. Wow, just like that, the drop, man. I'm telling you, life is about moments. You know what I mean? It is. And I feel like just for a moment when that drop hits, just like everything's perfect, just for a moment. You know? You ever been to like a packed club or like a big music festival? Hundreds, maybe thousands of people all together at that, we just, boom, just sunshine and rainbows. You know, just, boom, puppies, just. You know? Boom! Everyone steps away from baggage claim. Just. Whatever makes you happy. I don't know. I like that drop so much. I wish they would do that with other kinds of music at other places. Like, how fun would that be at the end of a long church service? You imagine that? You've been in there for like 2 hours. They're finally wrapping up the show, passing around the collection plate. Last team, you're starting to nod off a little bit.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Portland. I love you guys.